Okay, today is Daf Samach. We are on Daf Nun Teslamid Beis at the Mishnah, and today's Daf is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal, Lila Nishmas, Gentle Bas of Shraga Shmuel, and Fradel Bas Gavriel. Shamas should have Elias. Okay, here we go. In order to understand today's Daf, you have to really pay attention, because it's not hard until the end, but it's very, very confusing, and if you pay attention, it won't be so bad. So here we go. There's a rule, there are three rules when it comes to bringing a carbon, and there are three rules, three machshavos that the Kohen cannot have when he's bringing a carbon. Number one, he can't have a machshava to, during one of the four avodos, shchita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika, you can't have the following machshava, that I'm going to sprinkle or burn the carbon at the wrong time. That's one. At the wrong place. That I'm going to eat it at the wrong time. I'm going to eat it at the wrong place. That's two. Those piggles. And the third one is you have to have the right person in mind. You have to have the right person in mind. This is for Reuven. If you make a mistake, if the Kohen makes a mistake and thinks it's for Shimon, so every other carbon, the carbon's fine. In other words, it was brought and it's totally fine, but Reuven didn't have to bring another one. Didn't work for Reuven. But it's not like it has to come down from the Mizbeach. It's no good. No. It's fine. But Reuven didn't get his carbon. It's got to bring another one. If it's a Pesach or a Chatos, we're talking about Pesach, it's not even good. Having the wrong person in mind botches up the whole carbon. Okay? What if you make a mistake on what kind of carbon it is? We'll get to that also. Okay? It's either one. It's the wrong person or the wrong carbon. Both of those are psul, and it's only by carbon Pesach that psul exists, and by chatos. So here we go. With that introduction, now we can understand the Mishnah. HaPesach, a carbon Pesach, sheshachtu shelo lishma. It was shechted shenat lo lishma. What does that mean, shelo lishma? Right? It was not shechted for a carbon Pesach. Then, the kibel, the halach, the zarak, shelo lishma. Right? And then he did everything else also shelo lishma. Or, lishmo, the shelo lishmo. He had both kavanas in mind. And the Gemara is going to be very busy when he had both kavanas in mind. Does it mean by in one avoda? While he was shechting, he thought to himself, "Ooh, this is going to be a good shlamim. Oh, no, this is really for a carbon pesach." While he was shechting, he thought that? Or in different avodas. Or shelo lishma ulishma. In other words, in the first line, he had the lishma thought first. In the second line, he had the shelo lishma thought first. It doesn't make a difference. You would think it makes a big difference. But you know what? Puzzle, it's puzzle. These are all puzzle. Ketzad lishmo v'shelo lishmo. What's an example of lishmo and then shelo lishma? Yeah, very simple. L'shem Pesach. First you thought you're bringing a Pesach. Well, l'shem shlamim. And then you change your mind and you thought, no, this is really for a shlamim. Shelo lishma v'lishmo. What about a case of shelo lishma and then lishma? L'shem shlamim. First you have in mind, say, shlamim. And then l'shem Pesach. And then afterwards you realize, no, I made a mistake, it's for a Pesach. Either way, it's puzzle. Okay? So far, so good? So far, so good. Bayer of Papa. So Papa wants to know the question I said before. Ba'avoda achas tanan? Is it within one avoda? Or b'shte avodos tanan? Or is it within two avodas? While I was doing shchita, I had these two thoughts in my head. Shchita, I thought this. And then when I did the next avoda, I thought that. Which one is it? Well, it's an afkamina. So, ba'avoda achas tanan or b'shte avodos tanan? Ba'avoda achas tanan, is it one avoda? If it's one avoda, it's the shita of Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi, the Amar who says, af bigmar dvarav adam nitvas. Even you take the totality of what a person thinks or says. This is a Gemara in Temura where the Gemara says like this: what if somebody, you're not allowed to make Temura, you're not allowed to exchange an animal. You're not allowed to do that. But if you do it, it works. So I have an animal, And I said, you know what? That's a better animal. I'm going to change the Kedusha from this animal to that animal. You're not allowed to do that. Once you designate a carbon, you can't undesignate it. Now, what happens if the guy says like this? I'm going to designate this animal for a shlamim. You know what? For an ola. So he said two things. Says Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Af bigmar dvarav adam nitvas. We cheshbin what both things he said. Even the second thing he said. Even though it doesn't make any sense. Because one animal can't be two karbanos. So what'd you do? Says Rabbi Yossi, I hold. People say things. And whatever you say, we hold from what you said. Therefore, what Rashi says, what you do is, you sell the animal, and with the money, you pay half a carbon shlamim and half a carbon ola. Because we count what you said twice. Both statements. The Eir, it can't be Reb Meir, because the Eir Meir, Ha'amar Tafas Loshon Rishon. All we care about is the first thing that came out of your mouth. So how could you have a shalol lishma and a lishma thought in the same avoda? That doesn't make any sense. According to Reb Meir, it can't be. Why? Because the first thing that you think, boom, that's what governs within the same avoda. You look at the bottom Rashi. The Mesechus Tamura, Gabi HaOmer raised a Tamuras Ola, Tamuras Shlamim. If someone said, this new animal is a Tamuras Ola, a Tamuras Shlamim, which inherently makes no sense. Nevertheless, Reb Meir Omer, HaRezet Tamuras Ola. It becomes a Tamuras Ola. Why? The first thing you said. Reb Yossi Omer, no, Dvarav Kayamin. I don't know. What you said makes sense. How does that make sense? What do we do? Vitira ad shetistom, you let this animal go out to pasture until it gets a mum. Timchar, you sell it. Viyavi bidameha, and with the money you got from it, chetzi ola, vidami chetzi shlamim. Half that you buy a shlamim, half that you buy an ola. Same thing over here. When you have avodas, so in the middle of an avoda, starting an avoda, within one avoda, Rabbi Yossi would hold, v'cheshem both things he said, and Reb Meir would hold, no, whatever the first thing he said was. So if the first thing that came out of your mouth was, or out of your head, was a shlamim, you got problems. If it was a Pesach, it's good.
What if he doesn't think at all?
We're going to get to the stam. Don't worry, the whole Amud Beis is about that. So, you hear what's going on? So, if it's with one avoda, it could only be Reb Yossi. It can't be Reb Meir. Exactly. So within Shechita, you're having crazy thoughts in your head. First it's an Ola, Shlomim, Pesach, Shlomim, says Reb Meir, whatever the first thing came out of your mouth was, or come out of your head. Why? Tafis Lashon Rishon. Now, our Mishnah said, if you have even Lishma, and then Shalol Lishma, it's possible. That's what our Mishnah said. If you want to say that it's only within one avoda, it has to be Reb Yossi. It can't be Reb Meir. Or maybe, on top of Samach Manalf, b'shtei avodas tran. Maybe it's two avodas. Maybe it's both avodas. Right? Look at Rashi, top Rashi. Achas chishev lishmo. The first one you had a lishmo thought. V'shniya shalol lishmo. And the second one you had a shalol lishmo thought. V'hacha lekele meimar tofes lashon rishon. You can't say that answer. Well, what's the first thing out of his head? Because Share Arbaos and Avodos Chashuva Zu Bezu, Zu Kazu. There are four separate distinct Avodas here, and each one's like its own world, right? Lipsol es Azevach Pa'achas Man. To Pasal. Fafilu Reb Meir Mifsal. Even Reb Meir would agree. Even Reb Meir would agree that you can have two thoughts and two Avodas. Even Reb Meir would agree to that. So if you're telling me it's two Avodos, and that's the first time he had a thought of one thing, and second time he had a thought of another thing, then yeah. Then even Reb Meir would agree it's a problem. If you want to tell me it's in one avoda, it can't be Reb Meir. Back to the Gemara. Vafil Reb Meir, Damar Tafas Loshon Rishon. And maybe even Reb Meir would hold that Tafas Loshon Rishon, Hani Mili Bavoda Achas. That's only by one avoda. Aval B'shtei Avodos, Moda D'Nifsal. He would agree, Reb Meir would agree that if it's two avodas, you can batch up. Says Reb Papa, so what's the Gemara case in the Mishnah? Where it's shalol lishma and lishma, or lishma and shalol lishma. If it's one avoda, it can only be Reb Yossi. If it's two avodas, it can be both of them. So far, so good. Omri ahaya. So the Gemara says, which ahaya? What's this going on? Right? What did in the Mishnah is Rav Papa asking about? What din of the Mishnah is Papa asking about? Inema ashalolishmo vilishmo. If the first thought you had was shalolishma, think about that. What's the difference if it's one avoda or not? Once the first thing that came out of your mouth was no good, or came out of your head was no good, no one holds it's good. Right? Reb Meir holds Tofes Loshon Rishon, no good. Reb Yossi holds both, it's also going to be no good. Right? Ilema ashalolishmo vilishmo. Right? Ilema ashalolishmo vilishmo. If it's shalolishmo and also and then lishmo afterwards, ben avoda achas, ben shtei avodos, ben l'Reb Meir, ben l'Reb Yossi, if so, lekamaisa. You already blew it. Why? Because the first thing that came out of your head was shalol l'shma, that's it. Tofes l'shem rishon, you're done. Tofes l'shem both, you're also going to be done. Tohal l'Reb Yossi, nami af bigmar devar v'ad mitfas. Because according to Reb Yossi, you hold it to totality. So totality is shalol l'shma in here. It's not going to be good. Islay. Elam, rather, must be alishmo v'shalol l'shma. It must be, first, the only question our Papa asked was, the first thing that came out of your head was l'shma. Then shalol l'shma. That's my question. If it's one avoda, Ramirez says it's good. If it's two avodas, Ramirez would even say it's no good. What's the story here? You got that? Anyone got that? So toshma. Let's try to bring a right from our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? It said, a Pesach she shachtu shalol l'shma, a Pesach that was shachted shalol l'shma, v'kibel v'holach v'zorak, l'shalol l'shma, is possible. That's possible. That's what the first line of the Mishnah was. Heichi dami. What's the case exactly? E neima kediktani, if you want to say that it's what we just said before, right? That what? That you had a psul by all four avodas? That's what Mishnah sounds like. What does it say? HaPesach shachter shalol l'shma, shachter shalol l'shma, kibel v'holach v'zorak shalol l'shma. So by all four avodas, you had a shalol l'shma thought? Is that what it means? Lamali ad mechashiv l'kulu. Why do you need all four? Why do you need all four to be puzzle? Mikamaisa ifsalei. From the first one's puzzle. Once you have a puzzle thought, how are you saving that? Why do the Mishnah have to go on and say, and you had puzzle thoughts on a vote of 2, 3, and 4? Why? It's redundant. El alav, it must be, hachikitani. Here's what the Mishnah was telling me. HaPesach sheshachtu shalol l'shma. If a Pesach was shachted shalol l'shma. Inami or. This is adding these words. Sheshachtu l'shma. Or was shachted l'shma. But v'kibel v'holach v'zorak shalol l'shma. And it was shalol l'shma on avodas 2, 3, and 4. Inami or. Shachto v'kibel v'holach l'shmo. Or the first two were good. V'zorak shalol l'shmo. And the zrika was no good. Tahavilish shtei avodos. It's two avodos. And it's puzzle. So what have we resolved? It must be, we're talking about two avodos, not one avoda. Must be. Right? Because the Mishnah is going out of its way to talk about all four avodos. So obviously, these thoughts are in two avodos, not one. Ema Seifa. One second. But look at the next part of the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Lishmo, vishalo lishmo. It's puzzle, right? Both thoughts. Hechidami. What's the case? E name of avodos. If it's two avodos, sahainu resha. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Elav pavoda achas. It must be one avoda for Rabbi Yosihi, the Amar Apig Var Dvarv Ada Mitzvahs. If the Mishnah is talking about two avodos, it's repeating itself. So it must be that the Reish is talking about two avodos. That could be everybody. Seif is talking about one avoda, and it could only be Rabbi Yosi. Because Reb Meir would hold Tavis Lashon Rishon. So the verse is low. Lo'olam b'shtei avodos. Really, we're talking about two avodos. So it could be everybody. V'resha, and the resha was talking like this. Dekoi b'shchita. When you shechted, v'kamachashev b'shchita. You were thinking about the shchita. Inami or, koi b'zrika, v'kamachashev b'zrika. In the avoda that you're doing, you had a wrong thought. Seifa, The Sefer that said Lishma v'shalo Lishma, and it could be interpreted as one avoda, we're saying, no, it's two avodas too. What it means is, Dekoy b'shchita, when you were doing the shchita, kamachashev b'zrika. You were dreaming about the zrika you're going to do in the next 20 minutes. The Omar, Hareini shochet es ha-Pesach Lishma, I'm shechting the Pesach right now, Lishma, Lizrog domo shalo Lishma. To do the zrika, shalo Lishma. That's what you thought when you did the shchita. The kamash malon, and the mission's cluing us in, the mechash me avoda la avoda, that you could do that. You could have thoughts from this avoda to that avoda. The vahinu, the boy, Rav Papa. And that's a question that Rav Papa had in Mesechtas Zvachim and Daf Yud, and now we answer that question.
You could do it
on
its good, or you
could
do it on its bad.
You could do it on its bad. He wanted to know, if you do it, is it bad? You see, our mission is bad. Like, what do you mean?
All kabbanos.
All kabbanos have, that's why I started off. All kabbanos have pigel.
Right.
Only the Pesach and the Chatas have lishma. Okay? So when the guy brings a random ola, and the Kohen's not thinking about you, it doesn't make a difference. He had you in mind. Like he said, stam. But by Pesach, it has to be for this guy. And by a Chatas, it has to be for that guy. Okay. So, we don't have a raya either way. It sounds like the Mishnah was talking about, we don't have a, yeah. So if Papa wanted to know, is it one avoda or two avodas? We don't really have an answer. It sounds like, this. We said it could be two avodas, and you're transferring your thoughts from this avoda to that avoda later on. But we don't have a raya whether or not it's one avoda or two avodas. So Tashma, let's try to bring another raya from our Mishnah. About this, didn't say all that much, but they're like digging into this Mishnah like it's a gold mine, right? Every word they're analyzing. So it said in our Mishnah, O or Shalo Lishmo Vilishmo Puzzle. Shalo Lishma or Lishma is Puzzle. Starts off with Shalo Lishma. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ename of Ishtei Avodos. If that's in two Avodos, Hashta. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo marta pasul. 1 second. The Mishnah said if you do Lishma first and then Shalo Lishma, that's no good. So do I really need the Mishnah to tell me that the other way is also no good? Is it obvious it's no good? I start off good, it's still no good. If I start off bad, well, it's going to be good. Why did the Mishnah say the opposite case? Right? Hashta lishmo v'shalo lishmo. Amarta pasul. He said it's pasul. Shalo lishmo v'lishmo mibaya. The other way around is going to be good? Of course not. Ella lav bavoda achas. It must be, it's in one avoda. Ubedaseifa bavoda achas. And since the seifa is talking about one avoda, reisha nami bavoda achas. The reisha is also talking about one avoda. What Resha? The same. It's not Resha. The Shalol Lishmo v'Lishmo, and Lishmo and Shalol Lishmo. One's the Resha, one's the Sefer. They're both no good. They're both one avoda, right? Right. Look at Rashi. The Rashi is the like 6 or 7 lines before the lines get wider, where it says El Alav Avoda Achas. V'Tana Lishmo v'Shalol Lishmo, right? Why did it say Lishmo and Shalol Lishmo? Lafuki mid Reb Meir. The Reb Meir is wrong. To Adam, we don't hold like Reb Meir. This Mishnah doesn't go on like Reb Meir. Not that he's wrong. The Mishnah doesn't go like him. To Amar, Tofes Lashon Rishon. That you go after the first Rishon. You go after the first Lashon. Now, if you go according to Reb Meir, it would be good. Lishmo, Vishalol Lishmo, would be good according to him. Why do we mention that? Because you don't hold like him. Vitana Shalol Lishmo Vilishmo, then why do we mention the second half? If you have a Shalol Lishmo thought first, for sure no good. Right? Don't say because he changed his mind and therefore we go by the second. No. And when he shechted it, he was going on the second thought. No. We count everything you think. He didn't take it back. He thought both. He botched it up. Okay. So Gemara says, lo, it's not a raya at all. La'olam b'shtei avodos. Really, we're talking about two avodos. And why did the Mishnah repeat it twice? No reason. B'dinhu d'lo istrichlei. Didn't have to repeat it. The ID did, but ID did tana l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo, tana mishlo l'shmo v'lishmo. No chiddush. Okay? Tashma. Now we're going to try to bring a raya from Rav Papa on the following story. The Mishnah says later, it's the next Mishnah actually, coming up, Shachto Shalo L'Ochlov. If you shechted a Karban Pesach for no eaters, what does that mean? Rashi says, L'chola U'lazakein, a person can't eat, sick is in the hospital, can't eat, or a sick person is not eating Karban, can't eat, She'en Yichol Lechol Kazayis, they can't eat the Kazayis. Okay? Or, V'shalo L'Menuyov. You had in mind people that are not in this Karban Pesach. They didn't register in this Karban Pesach. Or, L'Arelim. Or, for Arelim who can't eat a Karban Pesach. They didn't have a Bismila. Or, L'Tameyin, or for people that are Tamei. Puzzle, it's puzzle. Why? You have the wrong people. You don't have good people in mind. It's puzzle. Now, Hacha, over here, in this Halacha, Pshita, Ba'avoda Achas. We're for sure talking about one avoda. Why are we talking about one avoda? Why are we talking about one avoda? Because I'm talking about that I have the wrong people in mind. So of course, one avoda. Rashi says, "D'hachada machshavahu." It's one thought. I'm doing this for my cousin who lives in New Jersey. What do you mean? He's not even here. How can that? He's a heathen. It's not his carbon. So for sure, it's no good. Now, midaseifa b'avoda achas, since that mishnah is talking about one avoda, reisha nami b'avoda achas, this mishnah is also talking about one avoda. So Gemara says, meet the area. What kind of thing is that? Hakati isa v'hakati isa. Each mishnah is its own world. Seifa, the next mishnah is b'avoda achas, has to be one avoda. You have the wrong guy in mind, it's one avoda. I'm checking this for all the people in the world that don't have bris milas. That's one avoda. Right? Doesn't count. That's not that's puzzle. So reisha, our mishnah, could be one avoda, could be two avodas. We don't have a riot to Rav Papa's question. Tashma, let's try to bring another raya. This is where it gets hard. La'ochlov v'shalo la'ochlov kasher. The Mishnah later on says, if you have in mind eaters and non-eaters, I have in mind my family, and also my grandfather who's very, very sick, he's not coming to the Seder anyway, he can't even eat the Karban Pesach, but I had him in mind. You know what? It's fine. That's fine. Why? Because the eaters is also there. So it's good. That's a quirk. The mission, that's good. Now, what's the case we had the thought like this? If we're talking about you had two avodos, what does that mean? When I shechted the Karban Pesach, I had in mind only people that are going to eat the Karban Pesach. But when I did the Zrika, right? I had in mind people that are not going to eat the Karban Pesach. And what do we say? It's good. That's good. That's good. Right? V'tayma, why is it good? Why is that good? Why isn't that a bad thought? The answer is, the kachashiv bezrika, the ein machsheves ochlin bezrika. For whatever reason, there's no psul about eaters by the zrika. So the fact that I had in mind the wrong people by zrika doesn't ruin the carbon. Rashi says, "Ein machsheves psul ha'ochlin kigun chol v'zakein paselas bezrika." It doesn't pass by zrika for whatever reason. The shchita who dechzivi ochlin, because the ochlin is written by the word shchita. Dechzivi ochlo tachusu. This week's parsha, because it says you should eat it tachusu. What's tachusu? Rashi says, "V'hainu tishchot." Shechta first, right? Kidikamad gaminan v'shachit v'yachus. Because in Aramaic, the word chus means shecht. So, the only time we care about eaters is by the shechita, not by the zrika. Therefore, if you have a wrong thought by the zrika on who's going to eat it, it's not a problem. Now, ha bavoda achas, what if it be one avoda? Kigon, for example, by the shechita. By the shechita. De mahani be machsheves ochel, puzzle. Then taka. By one avoda, it would taka be puzzle. Right? Ay, vo'atanya. But we learned, v'kaimalon, we have a tradition, miksas ochlin lo pasla, that partial people that can't eat are not puzzle, right? Which means, even in one avodah, if I had in mind eaters and non-eaters, it's still good, right? Elolav, it must be bavodah achas. It must be we're talking about one avodah, and even in one avodah, eaters and non-eaters is good, right? Umid seifa bavodah achas, since the seif is talking about one avodah, reishanami bavodah achas. Reish is also talking about one avodah. So we've answered our question. Mrs. Media, what are you talking about? Hakadisa, Hakadisa. Seifa, later, Bavodachas. For Resha, Oba Vodachas, Oba Shte Avodos. It could be either one. And our question of our Papa is never resolved. Okay? Next story. Okay? Next story. This is quite difficult now. Here we go. Ibailahu. Next question. A carbon Pesach, Sheshachtu Bishar Yemos Hashana, Lishmo, Vishalo Lishmo, Mahu. A Pesach that is shechted today on Zion Shvat. And you have in mind today that I'm shechting it for a carbon Pesach and also not for a carbon Pesach. What's the halacha with that carbon? What's the question? So Rashi says, Pesach Bishar Yemos Hashana. Rashi says, Kikon Shefrishu Kodim Lachin Yamim Rabim. He designated it many days before Pesach. And V'kaimalon, the kosher l'shlamim. We're going to learn later that a carbon Pesach shechted on the rest of the year turns into a shlamim. Okay? Kipirkan l'kamal, we're going to learn later on. V'im shechtu l'pesach puzzle. But if you shechted for a Pesach, it's puzzle. Why? Because today's on Erev Pesach. Today's Zayin Shvat. So if you shechted for a carbon Pesach, it's puzzle. If I shechted for a shlamim, it's not puzzle. So here, shalo l'shma is good. Shalol l'shma is good. It's not l'shma. It's for a wrong carbon. That's good. For shechted for Pesach, it's no good. It's the exact opposite of Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach l'shma is good. Shalol l'shma is no good. On Zayin Shvat, it's the exact opposite. Okay? Delav zmani. It's not the right time. Vi l'shem shlamim shchito kosher. If you shechted for a shlam, it's good. V'hecha d'shachtu shalol l'shma v'shalol l'shma mahu. Now it's today's Zayin Shvat. I have both thoughts in my head. What's the story? You hear the question? It says Gemara like this. Mi asi shalo l'shmo umapik le'midi l'shmo. Does the shalo l'shma push off the l'shma? Umach shile, and therefore it's a good carbon. Why? Because today Zayin Shvat, I brought a shlamim. The shalo l'shma thought pushed off the l'shma thought, and it's good. Although, or not, we don't say that. Why should we say that? Here we go. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amar, he said, Amrisa Shmaitza Kenei Dov Yirmiya. I said this to Rav Yirmiya. Hoel v'lishmo machshiro bizmano. Lishma is good in its proper time. Shalo lishmo machshiro, shalo bizmano. And shalo lishmo is good in the wrong time, today. Right? Lishma is good only Erev Pesach. Shalol l'shmo is good every other day of the year. Ma l'shmo hamachshiro bizmano. So l'shmo, which is good at the right time, Erev Pesach, ein motzio, midei shalol l'shmo. And if you have a shalol l'shmo thought, we don't say that the l'shmo pushes the l'shmo. We don't say that. You have a l'shmo and a shalol l'shmo thought, it's ruined. Right? So why should it be different on today? Why should it be different on Zayin Shvat? Why should it be different? I have a l'shma and a shalol l'shma thought. Why should it be different? On Erev Pesach, it's not different. On Erev Pesach, it's no good. You have two thoughts, l'shma and shalol l'shma, it's no good. Why should it be different today? You hear that svara? Why should it be different today? The Gemara wants to know. Today, Zayin Shvat, I have a l'shma and a shalol l'shma thought. So does the shalol l'shma thought push away the l'shma thought? Why should it do that? On Erev Pesach, it doesn't do that. Why should it be like that today? On Erev Pesach, the Lishma thought doesn't push away the Lishma Lishma thought. You have both thoughts and it's no good. So why should it be different today? That's what Rabbi Yirmiya told him. Ah, Shalol Lishma. Shalol Lishma. Dimach Shiro Shalol Bizmano. Today is good, Shalol Lishma. It's good. It's a Shlamin. Ein Motzi and Midei Mishum Eid Lishma Puzzle. How can the Lishma, what happened to the Lishma thought? They can't push it away and therefore it's puzzle. Right? V'amar li, that's what I wanted to say to him, or he said to me, v'amar li lo. It's different, not the same at all. No, not the same at all. Lo. Right? Why? Im amarta b'shalol lishmo. If you want to tell me about shalol lishma, that shalol lishma is going to ruin a carbon on Erev Pesach, bizman, on Erev Pesach, shalol lishma ruins it, shekeinog b'chol zvachem. Because every carbon's like that, right? Every carbon's like that. Every carbon's like that. If you don't have the right baal, we said the carbon's good, but the guy doesn't get his check mark. The guy has to bring it again. He has to pay every carbon. Every carbon's like that. So in Erev Pesach, if you don't have the guy in mind, it's not good. Every carbon's not good. It's good in the sense that it doesn't have to come down from the Mizbeach. The guy didn't get his carbon. Every carbon's like that. Tomar b'lishmo, what about lishmo today? Today is Zayin Shvat, and you have a lishmo thought to bring a carbon Pesach and a shalol lishmo thought. What kind of thing is that anyway? I want to have a lishmo thought to bring a carbon Pesach today. It's not Erev Pesach. The whole thing is crazy. Shalol Tomar b'lishmo, shekin einanog b'chol zvachim. There's no such thing. El Pesach b'vad. Only a carbon Pesach has this thing about the zman. There's no other carbon like that. There's no other carbon like that. Therefore what? Since it's so, Rashi calls it makel. Since it's so makel, right, Rashi says, v'kiven dekil, it's so makel, osi shalol l'shma, umapik le'midid midei. The shalol l'shma can push off the l'shma. It's so unique. It's only by carbon Pesach, this rule. This rule is very makel. And therefore, maybe the Shalol Lishma pushes off the Lishma. My Havi Allah, what's the story? What's the bottom line here? So Amar Rava said, Pesach sheshachtu b'shar yimos hashana, a Pesach brought today, Lishmo v'shalol Lishmo, Lishma and Shalol Lishma, is kosher. It's good. What? Kosher for a carbon, so it becomes a shlamim. Yeah. Dehastama, listen to this. Why is it good? Why is it good? Why is it good? Dehastama lishmakoi. Because if you have a carbon, stam, that's most of our lives. Why do you shake a lulav? Why else am I shaking a lulav? Stam, you didn't have all these kavanas. We dive in like that. Everything we do is like that. Sometimes. Shouldn't be, but that's how it is sometimes. So what do we say? Stam is good. Stam, you were thinking about the right thing. But you were thinking about the wrong thing. Stam, you're just going through the motions like a robot. So if that's good, says Rava, Stama l'shmo koi, right? Stama is good. Vafilu hachi, even still, ki shachat le shalol l'shma, kosher. If we hold that shalol l'shma, I'm sorry, l'shma is stam, and then, l'shma is stam, so I shachat this carbon today, all my thoughts in my head, I had a stam thought, I don't know anything, and then, which is l'shma, and then we say shalol lishma is no good, but here on there on Zayin Shvat it's going to be good. Why? Alma, what do you see? Asi shalol lishma umapik lemidei lishma. The shalol lishma pushes off the lishma. Right. So therefore, what did Rava say? Rava said, Right, so what Rav is saying is that normally, stam lishma. Stam is considered lishma, right? If you have no thought, we say you did it the right way. Fafilu hachi, even still, ki shachat le shalol lishmo. If you shachat shalol lishmo, kosher, it's going to be kosher. Why? Because it turns into a shlamim. Shalol bizman, right? It turns into a shlamim, right? Yeah, so Alma, Asi shalol lishma ma'apik lebidei lishma. The shalol lishma comes and pushes off the lishma. So kishachad nami. So b'shchita also shalol bizman today. Lishmo v'shalol lishma. Asi shalol lishma u'ma'apik lebidei lishma. The shalol lishma comes and pushes off the lishma. Everyone okay with that? So far so good. Okay. Amar Rav Ada Brava LaRava. One second. V'dilmi shaina hecha de'amar lehecha de'lo amar. Maybe there's a difference between saying it or thinking it and not thinking it. In other words, today I have two thoughts in my head. I have a thought that it's l'shma, l'shem, korban Pesach on Zayin Shvat, and then I think to myself, what am I, crazy? Today's Zayin Shvat. Ah, I'm thinking it's l'shlamim. I have two thoughts in my head. I didn't say a word. And therefore, what do we say? The shalol l'shma can overpower the l'shma. Right? It can overpower a stam. Can it overpower a l'shma? Listen to this. What do we say? We said that if you have a thought for eaters and for non-eaters, kosher. That's good. Remember we said it's good? The next mission is going to say that. If you have eaters and non-eaters, it's good. But one second. But if you shecht it for non-eaters only, that's puzzle. If you only had a thought of non-eaters, it's no good. But if you have a thought of both, it's good. Right? Now, v'amai. One second. Why is it no good? If you have a thought of non-eaters, why is it no good? I only thought of inviting non-eaters. Only people without bismillahs are coming to this. It's no good. Why? Because it's only shalol ochlov, no eaters. But didn't we just say a second ago that stam is always good? So every time you have a shalol, a wrong thought, you also have a built-in correct thought. Always built-in. It's always stam. Stam is for good. And then, by the way, you had a shalol shema thought. Right, that's what Rava just said.
Isn't the fact that you have a
shalol shema
thought mean that it's not stam?
Ah, v'amai. But with stam, you also had the good people in mind. Why? Because stam. So we have, what does stam mean? Stam means we always say whatever you did is good. So whatever you did is good. And then you also had a shalol shema thought for no eaters. It's combined. It should be good. There could be no case of shalol ochlov, which would be no good. It's not possible. Because every shalol ochlov includes stam. If you're always including stam, it's always going to be good. So it makes no sense. The answer must be, Josh, shiny heichad de amar meheichad de lo amar. It must be different when you said it than when you didn't say it. Right? Hachanami, shiny, shalob isman, heicha de amar, leheicha de lo amar. It must be different. It has to be that way. You hear what's going on? Amale, midi iria? Is that even true? Bishloma hasam, over there. Over where? Over there, by the shechting of bizman shalol lishma, kama de lo akale bishchita stame, vade lishmoikoi. As long as you don't have any other thought, it's a good shechita. Why is it a good shechita? Stam. Elohacha, but over here, by the shechita bismano for eaters, stam el ochlokai. Mistama, you do have good people in mind. I'm sorry, it's a question. Stam el ochlokai, when you have a stam thought, you have a stam thought for eaters? That's what we said. It's not true. Dilma mamshchi hani. Maybe the people will withdraw their membership in that group. The asiyachwini umamni olayu, and other people will come and take over for him. In other words, you're allowed to withdraw from the group until shechita happens. So you're having in mind all these people. They all withdrew. You don't even have them in mind at all. You don't have them in mind at all. Right? Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah later. Nimninu moshchen et yideihem, if you count them and they withdraw, mimenu, ad sheyishchot. Until you shecht, until you shecht, they have the right to withdraw. You don't even know that they withdrew. So what do you mean you have them in mind? How can you have them in mind? They withdrew already. They're ready with a different chabur. They don't like you anymore. They went somewhere else. You don't even know that. So the whole stam doesn't make sense. This whole stam doesn't make sense. And therefore, the whole raya, that stam, doesn't apply. Okay, that was not easy. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.